You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 15, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. West Africa's political landscape is changing, with Sierra Leonean President Julius Maada Bio, the new president of ECOWAS, advocating for the return of the Alliance of Sahel States, AES, to the regional bloc. This push for reintegration comes as the subregion faces security threats and economic instability. President Bio's efforts are supported by Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara, who has called for resumed talks between ECOWAS and AES, emphasizing mutual benefits for the sub-region. The AES was formed by Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, which withdrew from ECOWAS on September 16, 2023, to establish the AES. This confederation emerged following the Nigerian crisis and highlights a desire for greater autonomy and a redefinition of regional alliances. The political climate, particularly the AES country's departure from ECOWAS, negatively impacts the economy. Ouattara noted that the politically fraught situation has made the economic situation unfavorable. Mali's economy struggles amidst internal political tensions and purges, with unofficial lists of individuals to be monitored or removed, reminiscent of past instability. The economic implications of the AES exit from ECOWAS are primarily trade-related, as these countries historically relied on ECOWAS markets for imports. In 2023, about 33% of the AES's imports came from ECOWAS, with Mali most exposed at 50.5%. The withdrawal poses significant regional implications due to the AES country's strategic position and emphasis on security cooperation over economic integration. The AES is actively establishing a unified military force to address security concerns, with the first members of its integrated general staff arriving in Niamey, Niger, in July. This joint command, comprising senior officers from Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, aims to finalize legal frameworks and operational mechanisms. The unified force's primary objective is to safeguard populations from terrorism and foreign interference, reflecting the AES's proactive approach to asserting sovereignty. The Sahel region, home to a dynamic population, faces prolonged instability, driven by internal governance issues and external pressures. The AES military formation responds to these threats, aiming to provide localized solutions to regional security challenges. The AES has shown a preference for strengthening ties with Russia and other anti-Western states, viewing ECOWAS as acting in Western interests. This shift is driven by a desire for localized cooperation and reduced reliance on traditional partners like France. The AES accuses ECOWAS of being influenced by foreign powers, particularly France. This strategic realignment reshapes the geopolitical dynamics of West Africa. The AES's focus on collective defense provides security guarantees for its members, differing from ECOWAS's commitments to economic interdependence and democratization. The absence of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso from ECOWAS likely leads to reduced cooperation in counterterrorism efforts. President Maada Bio and other leaders' efforts to encourage AES's return to ECOWAS highlight the need for regional unity. The challenges facing the sub-region, including terrorism, climate change, military coups, and poverty, require a coordinated approach from all regional actors. The "everyone in, no one out" philosophy reflects an understanding that fragmentation weakens the collective capacity to overcome obstacles. The Sahel region's instability is compounded by internal governance issues, with the phrase "betrayed by elites" resonating deeply. For the people of the Sahel and the broader West African diaspora, stability and economic prosperity are crucial. The current political and economic climate directly impacts their lives and future prospects. A unified approach, potentially through renewed engagement between ECOWAS and AES, offers a promising path towards sustainable peace and development. The situation in West Africa presents both challenges and opportunities for regional integration. The AES country's withdrawal from ECOWAS has complicated efforts to address shared threats. However, renewed calls for dialogue by leaders like Bio and Ouattara indicate a desire to rebuild a united front. The success of these efforts depends on all parties' willingness to engage in constructive negotiations and prioritize the well-being and security of the sub-region's inhabitants. The stability and prosperity of West Africa hold significance for the African diaspora. The region's rich history and strategic importance make it vital to the global Black experience. Resolving tensions between ECOWAS and AES is not just a regional matter, but resonates across the diaspora. Copyright African Elements.